So, how many have been on holiday again so far this summer?
I've been on holiday.
Good. Was your holiday accommodation all right? Yeah? Happy with it? Yeah? Somebody's shaking their head over there. Well, I hope your accommodation was all right. I hope your accommodation wasn't anything like the pictures we've got on the screen here. No? That's good. Jolly good. I always find this fascinating, particularly where we live, of course, on the East Coast. If you watch the local news during the winter, especially when all the storms are coming in, there are often stories about houses that are on the brink, on the edge of the cliff, and in they go. And there's a couple up there, which are especially the second one, actually. Some whole set of hotels that are all desperately sort of like falling into the sea. But there we go. So, okay, so hopefully your accommodation was all right. But maybe you visited a building that's famous for its poor foundations. Anybody visit that one? Somebody did this? Yeah, excellent. Well done. That's me there a few years ago, doing this standard thing that you do, you know, when you're there, and hold it up and so on. Lots and lots of pictures like that. So maybe you've been visiting a building that's famous for its poor foundations and things that aren't going too well. Or maybe you know the story of these guys, who weren't the world's greatest house builders, were they? They had to protect themselves from the wolf. What was the wolf going to come and do? Huff and puff and blow the house down, that's right. And the first guy made it of straw, which didn't really do the job with it. The second little pig made it of sticks, that didn't do the job either. The stories vary, I think, depending which version you read. But I always like the version where the guy who makes his house with the bricks takes in the other two. That's the best version. And all three are safe because the third pig has built his house with bricks and all is okay, which is fine. So, Jesus tells a story about wise and foolish builders. We've heard the story already this morning. You've done the actions. You've sung the song. You've seen the video. And very soon you're going to build the house. You're excited now, aren't you? You're excited now, aren't you?
Yes.
Thank you. So yeah, we will be building the house in just a moment. But before that, what's Jesus on about here? Is he just giving advice to sort of the local Jerusalem building industry, do you think? Or maybe it's sort of advice in the future for sort of future modern-day builders, road builders, you know, Project Legit Limited. I don't think so. I don't think that's at all what Jesus is on about. As we know, in many of Jesus' teachings, he uses stories, he uses pictures, he uses images, metaphors, to try and illustrate what it is he's saying about the kingdom of God, to explain to the people that are listening to him what's important about the kingdom of God. And in the story that we've read, Jesus starts off by saying, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." Everybody who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The houses are our lives. If we build our lives by listening to the words of Jesus, by putting them into practice, by looking to seek him, to serve him, to follow him, then our lives will be built on a firm foundation. And there may be testing and troublesome times, the weather may batter us, but hopefully we shouldn't fall apart or collapse like those buildings that we saw early on. We might wobble a bit, but we shouldn't completely fall flat. On the other hand, Jesus says, everyone who hears these words of mine but does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So if we don't put the words of God into practice, the words of Jesus into practice, then our lives are going to fall apart. They're going to collapse. We're not going to make it through, just as the story that we've heard. Knowing God's truth enables us to stand firm. Did you know that skyscrapers are designed to move? The tallest buildings, buildings like the Shard in London, they've actually been designed to move slightly. Over many, many, many years, the designers have learned all the physics behind tall buildings and the weather and all that sort of thing and the ground conditions of the locality, and they designed them to just be flexible so they can move slightly. Because actually, if they were completely rigid, they wouldn't be sound. So next time you're up the shaft, that might worry you a bit. But I'm sure that you can't feel that. But they do actually move the design to that because the designers have worked out exactly how it all works with the stuff and the science behind it. And in our lives, God knows us. He's our chief designer. He's made us. He knows what makes us tick. He's sorted out all the physics and the modeling and all the stuff behind it. So he knows all about it. So if we listen to his words, if we obey what he says, if we read God's word, if we understand it, if we seek to follow God and seek to follow the words of Jesus, then we shouldn't fall. Just like the skyscrapers. We might wobble a bit. But that's okay. But we shouldn't fall and collapse completely if we listen to God's word and pay attention to it and put it to practice in our lives. Our theme for this summer series of services is swimming against the tide. We've been looking over the August Sundays at the words of Jesus from the Sermon on the Mount. It's not popular culture these days to follow Jesus and to build your life on him. We're very much swimming against the tide. You and I are in places where we face all sorts of tough calls, maybe personal challenges, at home, school, at work. Challenges maybe to do with health, family, relationships, friendships, education, training, employment. What are your foundations? What are my foundations? I have built on Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Remember, Jesus said, everyone who hears these words and puts them into practice is like the wise man who built his house on the rock. So as we hear God's word, are we putting it into practice? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. And the verse goes on, of course, to love your neighbour as yourself. Is that a word? A verse? A word from Jesus that we put into practice as we hear it. Or another one might be, so in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. That's a good piece of advice. I think if everybody did that, the world over, and actually treated everyone as they would expect to be treated themselves, I think that would solve an awful lot of problems in our world today. It might also solve an awful lot of problems just in our own relationships around about, whether at home, at work, at school. It's a good one to pay attention to. Anybody who hears these words and puts them into practice is like a wise man. And the third one that I've got to come up here on the screen is not words from Jesus, but they are well-known words from Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. And I guess many of us here will probably have favourite verses. I've just stuck three up there. I could put so many more up there. Many of us will have favourite verses, verses that perhaps we've learnt by heart over the years. Passages that perhaps we return to time and again. Characters in the Bible that we really relate to and we turn to when things are tough. Maybe psalms that are particularly special. And those are the things, the words that we adhere to, we cling on to when times are tough, so that our life is on that firm foundation. I wonder whether there's any particular verses or psalms that are special to you that you might just want to share. Things in your own life, perhaps when you said, this is the verse that I've turned to, or this is the passage that I refer to, it helps me, gives me strength. We might be a little bit too shy to do that. Maybe just hold on to it now in our minds. Yep, we've got one down here. Thank you.
Not very good at remembering the exact chapter and verse, but it's in Matthew, and we're told not to worry about things, that God will take care of everything. He makes flowers beautiful and so forth. I'll come back to that an awful lot in life.
Yes, we can be great worriers, can't we? To hold on to the truth that God looks after everything. He knows about the flowers, he knows about the birds. How much more we care for us. Anybody else has got a verse or passage they'd like to share? Yeah.
I can't remember any of the words, but it's Psalm 139. You know what I mean, everyone, don't you? knitted me together. My mother's womb, he knows all the hairs of my head, the grains of the sand, and so on and so forth.
The goings.
Yeah, coming and going.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Well known song that God made us and knows everything about us. Okay, so all of us, even now, there will be a number of us that are thinking, yes, that's been a particular special thing to me, or this verse or that verse, and I can remember it on occasion when, and then you've got those things rolling through your minds now. So it's important that we hear the words of God, we hear God's words, and we put them into action so that we build our lives on that solid foundation. Joshua was a great Old Testament leader. He took over from Moses, and he led the children of Israel into the promised land. He led the people, he conquered the land, he divided the land amongst all the tribes, and he did a really good job to help them settle and to start to live in the land. And right at the end of Joshua's time, right at the end of the book of Joshua, his final message to the people is to remain committed to God, to put their trust in him, to build their lives on him and a firm foundation. And we've just sung the verse from Joshua 24, "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Joshua was going to serve the Lord in everything that he did. So, this morning, build your lives on a strong foundation. And there are two verses to take away with you. The first is from the story that Jesus tells that we've been hearing this morning. Jesus said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like the wise man who built his house on the rock." And then the second verse is from Joshua. "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Let's come to God in prayer and just have a moment of quiet just to respond to what we've heard. Father God, we thank you for your word. Help us to read your word. Help us to listen to your word, to understand what you're saying to us, and to put your words into practice day by day, so that our lives have a solid foundation, just like the wise man in the story. When times of trouble come, help us to continue to look to you and to your word, and to the promises that you've made in your word, so that we can stand. Thank you, Lord. Amen.